How long must children wait between eating meat and milk? So we begin with the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Hey Amud Aleph. There Mar Ukva says that he would eat cheese not in the same meal as one where he ate meat, but Lisudasa Achrisa Achilna. He will eat cheese in the next meal after a meat meal. So the question is, what does that mean in the next meal? And the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simon Pei Tes Seif Aleph, really cites three opinions. The first, perhaps most well-known opinion, is Shei Shals, that you have to wait 6 hours between eating meat and milk. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But the Ramah, he does say at the end that there are people that are strict to wait 6 hours between eating meat and dairy, and that's appropriate to do. But there are two other opinions that he brings down. Some say you only need to wait, all you need to do is clean out your mouth, kinuach and hadacha, wash out your mouth, clean your mouth, wash your hands perhaps, and also bench, and then you're done. That's what it means. The next meal, you have one meal, you eat meat, you're done with that meal, you rinse off your hands, you clear off your mouth, rinse off your mouth, you bench, you're done, you can have dairy. Another custom that's cited in the Ramah is 1 hour. So we got these three different opinions on how long you have to wait between eating meat and milk. Is it 6 hours? Is it 1 hour? Or is it rinsing off your mouth, kinuach and hadacha, and benching? Now, the next point of information that we need to learn to understand for this sugya, for this topic, is that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Mem Gimel in Or HaChaim discusses a parent's responsibility to stop a child from sinning. And in the context of this, if you read that together with the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Gimel, what emerges is that parents should stop children from violating even Isuri Drabbanon, even rabbinic prohibitions. The Gra is cited as allowing certain things for a parent to do for a young child. He says that a parent, when a child needs to, there are certain things that a parent can do for a child, like rechitza and sicha on Yom Kippur, like bathing and anointing oneself in oil on Yom Kippur, that a parent is allowed to do for a child. And also, a parent is not allowed to feed forbidden food to a child. So a parent has to stop a child from sinning, and a parent also cannot feed a child food that is even food that's rabbinically forbidden. So, but there's another halacha, or another set of halachos that point to the fact that maybe eating dairy after meat is not a forbidden food. It's not a classic like tray food or food that's aser midrabanon, like a mixture of, let's say, of cheese and chicken. That's a food that's aser midrabanon. That's rabbinically forbidden. But here, it's an iser zman, that for a certain period of time, you can't have dairy following meat. When it comes to prohibitions of zman of time, there are a lot of leniencies. For example, the Pri Chadash writes that when it comes to the prohibition of Yom Kippur, that Chazal permitted children when it came to a lot of these prohibitions on Yom Kippur, because they are not things that are, there are things that are forbidden only because of the zman, only because of time. Like you can't eat or you can't drink on Yom Kippur. So even children close to their bar bat mitzvah are allowed to eat on Yom Kippur because it's only an iser zman, it's only an iser of time. Additionally, the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Samech Tes, that was the Pri Chodesh in Siman Tav Reish Yud Aleph, the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Samech Tes writes that you can feed a katan, a child, before Kiddush, because it's a mitzvah saseh, and it's not a forbidden food, it's a zman issue, you're supposed to make kiddush before eating, and you can't, but it's also related to the zman, it's not a forbidden food. So again, you have these three different points here. You have, is dairy forbidden for 6 hours, 1 hour, just rinsing out your mouth? You have to separate your child from even Isuri Drabbanon. You can't feed them Isuri Drabbanon. But here, there could be, we have other examples of leniencies for things that are forbidden when it comes to time, like eating before Kiddush, like Prohibition Yom Kippur, where they're lenient for children. So how do the poskim paskin when it comes to a child eating dairy after meat based on these principles? So under 3 years old, children are 3 years old, it seems that there's no chinuch obligation there. The OU, the CRC, both say that, you know, as long as you rinse the child's mouth out from the meat, you can have the dairy right after. Rav Rimon feels the same way. The Star K, though, says, no, you have to wait 1 hour. Child should wait 1 hour. Obviously, if there's a special need, it's different. But in normal circumstances, a child should wait 1 hour, even a child under 3 years old. Presumably, the Star K understands that you are forbidding the child forbidden food. He doesn't buy into the leniency that it's only an Isser Zman. When a child is between 3 and 6 years old, so there is a question, is it a chinuch issue? Is the child reached the age of chinuch to know that now, you know, you tell a child you shouldn't eat this food? Has he reached the stage of chinuch between the age of 3 and 6? It's questionable. Rav Avadi Yosef says that child can wait an hour because it's sveik sveika, double doubt. Because maybe we hold the lenient view to begin with, that you only have to wait an hour to begin with. And even if we hold the more strict view, there's a Ran and Rashba who say that you can tell a child to violate an Isser D'Rabbanan for his own needs. Let's say a child needs to carry a sitter that needs to daven, he needs to carry it in an area where there's no Eruv and you can't carry it Midrabbanan. So the Ran and the Rashba and Rabbi Kiva Eger actually pass it like this, that you can tell a child to violate an Isser D'Rabbanan for his own needs. So maybe the halacha is like the Ran and the Rashba. And even if the halacha is not like that, maybe we hold of 1 hour. So Rav Avadi Yosef said between the age of 3 and 6, child can wait an hour. The Rav Rimon, the Star K, and the CRC also say wait 1 hour. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky actually says you don't have to wait at all. Just rinse out the child's mouth because presumably the child hasn't reached the age of chinuch yet. Once the child is 6 years old, then it's interesting. The Star K and the CRC say at this point, try this for the full 6 hours unless it's difficult. The OU is much more lenient. The OU says, no, you can begin at 1 hour and increase as you see the child reaching the states of chinuch. Again, when it comes to a lot of these issues where the prohibition is based on time, like then we tend to be more lenient when it comes to ketanim. So that might be the basis for the OU's leniency. Rav Rimon writes, it's kedai, it's appropriate to wait 3 hours and increase up until 6 hours, a year or two, the bar bat mitzvah. So in sum, it seems that under 3 years old, most poskim say you can have the dairy right away after meat, just rinse your mouth out. From the age of 3 to 6, most seem to say you can wait an hour. The OU, according to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, says you don't need to wait. And 6 and above, so some say 6 hours, some say 1 hour, and some say 3 hours, and then keep on building up as the child becomes more used to this notion of waiting between meat and dairy.